Chapter 27. Wells. Wells stared up at the sky. He'd never felt at ease in the overcrowded tents, and after what had happened tonight, the thought of being crammed next to people who'd been ready to tear Octavia apart was unbearable. Despite the cold, he liked falling asleep looking at the same stars he'd seen from his bed at home. He loved the moments when the moon disappeared behind a cloud, and it became too dark to see the outlines of the trees. The sky would seem to stretch all the way down to the ground, creating the impression they weren't on Earth at all, but back up among the stars. It always gave him a small pain to open his eyes in the morning and find them gone. Yet even the sky wasn't enough to quiet Wells' mind tonight. He pushed himself into a seated position, wincing as he pried his blanket off the scattered rocks and branches. A rustling in a nearby tree caught his attention, and he rose to his feet, craning his neck for a better look. Wells stared in wonder as the tree, which had never boasted a single blossom since they'd landed, burst into bloom. Glimmering pink petals unfurled from pods he hadn't noticed before, like fingertips reaching out in the dark. They were beautiful. Wells rose onto his toes, stretched his arms above his head, and wrapped his fingers around a stem. Wells? He spun around and saw Clark, standing a few meters away. What are you doing? He was about to ask her the same question, but instead, he walked silently toward her and slipped the flower into her hand. She stared at it, and for a moment, he thought she might shove it back at him, but to his surprise and relief, she looked up at him and smiled. Thank you. You're welcome. They stared at each other for a moment. You couldn't sleep either? He asked, and she shook her head. Wells sat down on an exposed tree root, which was just large enough for two, and gestured for her to sit beside him. After a moment, she sank down, keeping a sliver of empty space between them. How's Talia doing? He asked. Much better. I'm so thankful Octavia came forward. She looked down and ran her finger along the blossom. I just can't believe they're leaving tomorrow. There was a note of regret in her voice that made Wells' stomach clench. I thought you'd be happy to see her go, after what she put you through. Clark was quiet for a moment. Good people can make mistakes, she said slowly. She looked up and her eyes met Wells's. It doesn't mean you stop caring about them. For a long moment, all they could hear was the wind rustling the leaves, the silence filling with all the words that had been left unsaid, the apologies that could never begin to convey his sorrow.